100 pages long. Alberoni defines pharmacology as the gathering of medications in their best forms and experimentally testing the best types, according to the best formulas transmitted by the most renowned physicians. He lists over 1,000 drugs, uses almost 100 sources, and he relies on knowledge of about 20 languages or dialects throughout the work. Now that's what I call scholarship.
The essay was presented by Professor James Montgomery, and all of the essays in this series are available to download from the Radio 3 website.
Princess Diana's funeral confirmed John Taverner's place as the unofficial composer to the nation.
A reflection on the life and work of John Taverner, who died last year.
I've had great success with his music in countries where they have a strong element of faith, such as Poland, in Russia as well.
Music for me is prayer, and to be writing music is to be in contact with God. Intolerable it is not to be in contact with God, and when I'm not writing, therefore I'm extremely unhappy.
For Archive on 4, Sir Nicholas Kenyon presents John Taverner, this Saturday night at 8 o'clock on BBC Radio 4.
Here on BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online, with the time at 11 o'clock, it's time for Late Junction, presented by Anna Hilda Nesset.
Thank you. Caledonia by two brothers from California who call themselves the Dukes of Chutney. Welcome to Late Junction with me, Anna Hilda Nesset. Described as the missing link between Ravi Shankar and Timothy Leary, American folk guitarist Peter Walker was heavily inspired by Indian raga and Spanish flamenco traditions. This is from a new reissue of Second Poem to Carmela from 1968.
Take a plane and I promise to put honey in your
Nothing in My Heart from Marissa Nadler's album Fresh Off the Press. It's called From July. On this recording, you'll hear an orchestra of singing birds. That's how CBS radio director turned electroacoustic composer Jim Fassett introduces his Symphony of the Birds record that he made in the 1950s. We're going to hear the first movement.
Thank you.
Do you remember the Mr. Magoo cartoons? Well, that was a rather beautiful track by Dennis Farnan, who composed the music for the cartoon, with vocals by Marnie Nixon. This from a compilation of sounds called Magoo in Hi-Fi on the Trunk label. You're listening to Late Junction here on Radio 3. Remember, you can go to the Late Junction page on the Radio 3 website for information about everything I'm playing. Here is the expansive Dadawa, a.k.a. Raz Michael, master of hand drumming. The recording originally appeared in Jamaica in 1974.
O Jah, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. O manifold are thy works set aright in all the earth. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings art thou art the strength to still the enemies and the avengers. Jah Rastafari. Thank you.
Ian Bellamy and David Rees-Williams from last week's Late Junction session, which is still available to download as a podcast on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And before that, we heard the Dawa from the Dugout label. We're going to hear Alfred Schnittke's Sonata for Cello and Piano as performed by Torleif Tedén on cello and Roland Pontinen on piano. an intensely atmospheric recording from a meeting between composer Jonathan Harvey and renowned cellist Francis Marie Uti, featuring improvisations for electronics and cello. Here is a German punk track, Kebab Träume by DAF. It means kebab dreams. DAF stands for Deutsch-Amerikanische Freundschaft, German-American Friendship, and the track acted as a kind of bridge between krautrock and punk. It's from 1980.
Just
Cold Mountain, a track from the Don Rendell and Ian Carr quintet. Ian Carr, of course, went on to found the Nucleus Group. And this album is called Change, recorded in 1969. You're listening to Late Junction here on Radio 3. Here's a track by outsider artist Lonnie Holly, also known as the Sandman because he carves sandstone sculptures for a living. And he has recently started making these amazing soul records. He lives in Birmingham, Alabama, as a father of 15 children, has just released his second album. We're going to hear a track from that album. It's called Mind On.
You know how it is when your mind be on, when your mind be on, your mind on. Know how it is when your mind be on, when your mind be on. When your mind be on, 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 mind on. See, your mind can be on so many things. Your mind be on so many things. Events of yesterday, mine was on events of yesterday. Mine on. Just like students trying to do an earth split study. Mine on. Like teachers trying to teach you which way. Mine on. Mine on yesterday. Mine on searching for tomorrow. Mine on a world full of sorrow. Mine on the hereafter. Mine on what you said. Mine on the words from the dead. Mine on. Mine on how much man need. Mine on how much woman need. Mine on. What a boy and a girl of this world need. Mine on what the future needs, what you need, what I need. Mine on, mine on, mine on.
I'm gonna do it.
Composer James Tenney's version of Blue Suede Shoes. Before that, we heard Lonnie Holly. Here's Judy Collins with Farewell to Tawathi to the accompaniment of Humpback Whales.
Mormon Hill and the dear land of Christ.
I Am Sky by Laraji from the album Celestial Music. And before that, we heard Attilo Mineo and his orchestra from the album Man in Space with Sounds, which served as the soundtrack to the futuristic Bubblelator exhibition at the 1962 Seattle World Fair. Here's singer-songwriter Bob Frank.
Take a look at the wine, oh. Take a look at the bum. Dirty clothes, foul breath in his teeth, rotting out of his gums. Only nourishment he's had all day is a four-bit bottle of wine. He stays down in the heart of town where the sun don't ever shine. He's prowling round the alley, sneaking a look in the garbage can, just to see what he can find today that might make him a happier man. But ain't nothing here and nothing there, so it's back on the sidewalk again. Try to bum a quarter off of one of them working men. Gets his money, makes his walk on down to the liquor store, feeling right at home the minute he steps inside the door. He says a word to the clerk and gets the cheap-ass brand of wine. Slips around back with his paper sack. Pretty soon he's feeling fine. He sleeps on the floor of a room with no door and the windows all boarded up. But the rats and the mice treat him right nice. They don't even wake him up. He's a 24-karat wino, living on 40-proof Tokay. And he knows there ain't no troubles that can't be drunk away. Thank you.
the wonderful Jack Rose with Hide the Whiskey. And before that, we heard Bob Frank with Wino. There's a bit of a booze theme developing here on Late Junction. Quite unintentional, of course, here on a Thursday night. In that vein, we will continue with Self-Imposed Tristesse by the percussionist Håkon Stene and the composer Lars Petter Hagen.
Thank you.
Berlin's legendary electronic music producer and label impresario Gudrun Gut, as remixed by her partner Thomas Fellman. That was from her recent EP, The Best Garden. It was called Simply The Best. We've come to the close of Late Junction with me, Anna Hilda Nesset. Tune in next week for Nick's selections of sound. Meanwhile, to bid you good night, here is a traditional Norwegian lullaby as resonantly sung by Unni Løvli. Good night.
Den første sank i køyra fekk var mor sin sang ved boka dei mjuke ord til hjarta gjekk dei kun
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. A recent concert from Prague first tonight, Ondřej Lenart conducting the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra. And Love and Death is the theme, with music from Faure's Pelléas et Mélisande, Wagner's Tristan and the Adagio from Mahler's Tenth Symphony. First though, Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet, a wonderful summing up of the characters and situations in the play. But do the demands of symphonic development occasionally confuse the storytelling? For example, if this opening theme is supposed to be the compassionate Friar Lawrence, why does he turn up fortissimo on the trumpets in the fight scene near the end? A warning, perhaps.